The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. A new technology developed by Xinhui Biotech is helping to develop the Camellia oleifera industry. Camellia oleifera is a plant cultivated in China whose seeds are pressed to produce oil. The new harvesting technology is being used in several townships across Longchuan County in Guangdong Province. Luo Yuzhu is an oil tea plant farmer from Zhangzhou Village.
We used to use traditional methods to peel oil tea grain here in our village. Now we are using new technology and have boosted our selling price. The new tech has brought us wealth. The automated technology simplifies the process.
China's promotion of Camellia oleifera cultivation has helped to alleviate poverty and address the country's urban and rural divide. Wang Tianyi is the first secretary of Zhangzhou Village.
Because this village has the tradition of planting oil tea camellia, we decided to make this the leading industry for poverty alleviation. Through joint efforts by the local government, we have transformed the village's infrastructure and appearance. Large-scale infrastructure development and road facilities have also been carried out.
Xinhui is one of several companies developing shelling and drying technologies for the Camellia oleifera industry. Illegal trafficking of eels is on the rise. In June, the EU law enforcement agency Europol announced that 15 million endangered European eels had been seized in the preceding 12 months, a 50% rise from the year before. The illegal trade is now estimated to be worth around $3.7 billion a year. Andrew Kerr is the chairman of the Sustainable Eel Group.
You can get up to 100,000 glass eels in one suitcase. And if they're leaving Europe at a euro each, that's £100,000 in your suitcase. And then at the other end, you grow them on in a pond in China, and a year later, that's a million euros worth.
Eels are popular on menus in Japan, China, South Korea, and buyers will often offer up to 10 times their usual value if they can be shipped outside of the European Union. The export and import of European eels in and out of the European Union has been suspended since 2010, and Europol is working with Asian authorities to combat the illegal trade. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.